don't know what the best part of that whole thing was, other than that whole thing was awesome.
I think for me, the Patrick Mahomes going, we got a whole week, and then we got another week.
Sure felt like that, right?
Yeah.
Got a whole week, got a whole nother week.
Oh, then we got a whole nother week to wait? Man, it's like a bye week. Yeah, we got all this time to wait. And everybody at Rally House is fired up because the mayor's here, Marlon Mann is here, and I think the gear is starting to arrive because now they can get their championship swag. So you want to come into Rally House, 97th and Quivira. It's where we are located. We are here until 10 o'clock today, giving you the opportunity to get all of your championship gear as the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. As Sean Smith said, we go to the Super Bowl, baby!
They're going to have about 150 styles of apparel, gear, all kinds of stuff with the AFC Championship Super Bowl logos on them as well. So this is a place to be at Rally House. We're at the 97th and Quivira location until 10 o'clock. Your chance
winners
to win $25. Winners. $25 at 23rd Street Brewery is our 9 o'clock hour prize just for listening. Ryan, make it simple to win.
Oh, you know I like to keep it easy on the people. All you got to do is listen and dial. Listen for this.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Next time you hear that, be caller number.
I'm going to stick with caller number 16 on that one for our guy Len Dawson. Let's go. Let's get one for Len.
Caller number 1616. Going to walk away with $25 to the 23rd Street Brewery. The next time you hear that, drop 913-576-7610.
Time to revisit a little Chiefs win if brought to you by Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home of luxury automobiles for over 50 years. I'm glad we were way off on Derrick Henry.
Oh, God, yes.
We were cashing in the button. Carrington and asked us the question last week, would you take 130 yards and a touchdown? And we both went, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And that was my key. If they held Derrick Henry to under 130 yards and a touchdown. Well, they did. How about 69 yards and a touchdown? And then, maybe some complaints by him that he wasn't getting the ball in the fourth quarter or the latter stages of that game. They kind of had to go away from him at that point because the Chiefs made him.
Yeah.
Obsolete.
They did, and they didn't just make him obsolete, but the crowd made sure that they made him obsolete. When he got that first carry and got like 2 or 3 yards, the crowd went nuts, and I'm like, it's 2nd and 7, but the crowd knew how important it was going to be to shut down Derrick Henry. I really believe this win, the stopping of Derrick Henry, Josh, it's a community effort. I'll pat ourselves on the back.
There you go.
Everybody in Kansas City was responsible for stopping Derrick Henry, and the Chiefs defense went out and executed what everybody wanted this team to do.
You had Chiefs win if Ryan Tannehill throws for 200 or more yards.
209 yards Ryan Tannehill threw for.
That's all right. It's all right.
No, that's good. Yeah. I wanted him to throw for a lot of yards because if he threw for a lot of yards.
He had to throw more.
They had to throw more. And Ryan Tannehill was not going to win this football game. If he had another 89-yard day passing, that means Derrick Henry was very effective. And if Derrick Henry was going to be very effective, I thought the Chiefs would probably lose the football game. But Derrick Henry was not effective yesterday, and Ryan Tannehill had to throw. They put the ball in his hands. Recipe for failure, baby.
If he had a day like Jimmy Garoppolo had yesterday.
What did he do yesterday,
Six
Josh?
For eight for 77 yards.
That's a day.
And they won.
And they won.
Right. So if he was having that kind of day, it would have meant, well, your running game was going, like San Francisco's running game was going. So that was obviously the avenue we wanted to avoid. If he was throwing the ball more, figured the Chiefs would have a better chance, and that indeed was the case. Ryan, you said that Derrick Henry rushed 23 or fewer times, the Chiefs would win. Ding, ding, ding. 19. 19 carries.
Yeah.
And that certainly wasn't enough.
Not enough at all. And you wonder how they got out of that game plan, how they got out of the sorts. Well, they got out of it because the Chiefs were stopping them. They tried to run the football. They tried to run it early. They tried to run it often, but it didn't work. I mean, you go back and look at the fourth quarter. Derrick Henry, I don't think, touched the football in the fourth quarter yesterday. And that's something that really is remarkable because Derrick Henry carried the ball 16 times in the first half. He had 3 carries in the second half of that game. And it wasn't out of reach out that time. They got away from Derrick Henry. He had 3 carries in the second half of that football game.
All right, the Chiefs win if they have or take the lead in the third quarter. They had the lead heading into the third quarter and never gave it back.
Never gave it up.
Never gave it up. Playing from the front is good, and we've also seen this team evolve to the point where they can have a lead that is safe.
They can protect
the lead. They can actually play better in the latter stages of a game. Derrick Henry
like
was the one going
in. All the nonsense is done. Like, we don't need to check no more boxes.
Remember, Derrick Henry was good later in the game, blah, blah, blah. So were the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're clearly better later in the game. And you had two different receivers catch touchdown passes.
Got it.
Got it.
Sammy Watkins,
Sammy,
Tyreek Hill,
each with touchdown receptions. That is Chiefs Win If, brought to you by Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home of luxury automobiles for over 50 years. You don't want to miss this. Fesco with Tyrann Mathieu and Fesco with an unbelievable Frank Clark next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
As Long, who tried to make a diving, tipped at Mahomes, who tiptoes inside the 10, still not down. Oh, what a run out of this world! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Wow,
best quarterback in the National Football League, right here, baby, and he shows it every time. Humble as can be, baby. I love it.
Big pass, big old pass.
Big Pat it is. We are back at Rally House 97th and Quivira. The lines are forming, Bob.
Yeah, they are. The lines are wrapped around the store.
And get your little ticket. Get yourself in line. The trucks are on their way as well.
Yeah, I know. The trucks are coming.
The latest shipment is on its way to 97th and Quivira, and fans are ready to get their T-shirts.
Yeah, it was really... It was really beneficial for you to get here early this morning because they were passing out numbers, man. And you got your number. You get to be first in line, second in line, however it may be. I think they had 200 numbers, and I'm sure they have run out of those numbers. And now people are just forming lines all around the store at Rally House to get that championship gear that you and I are wearing. You got cold. You put your thing back on.
I did. I had the T-shirt on underneath my sweatshirt.
Had the T-shirt on, yes. And you have the T-shirt on, I should say. But you got cold, and it is. It's a little chilly outside today. So perfect weather to come inside. Hang out here and get your Chiefs championship gear. Rally House 97th and Quivira. We are here until 10 o'clock, and that's when you got to get down here and buy all of your Chiefs gear. It is a who's who. Marlins man is here. The mayor, Quint Lucas, stopped by for about a half hour and hung out with us, took pictures. My in-laws have shown up. Like, everybody is here today. And our Pepsi guy is here as well.
There you go, dropping off goods.
Got my bubbly.
You got a chance to catch up with Tyrann Mathieu on the field. Fesco with the Honey Badger.
All right, how's this feel? What's going through your mind right now?
Man, I'm just so grateful, for the people of Kansas City, man. It's been 50 years, and, I think to bring that Lamar Hunt trophy back home, that was our job today, and I'm proud of our guys for really coming through.
What was it like from the moment you woke up this morning to standing here right now on the field after this?
Yeah, so look, I was trying to be calm and collected this morning, but I woke up, I was ready to go, man. And we probably didn't start off the game the best way, but we've been through a lot of adversity this year as a team. And so we know how to rally around each other. And I thought we did that today. And I thought ultimately we gave these fans what they wanted, and that was a trip to Miami.
You guys like that starting slow bull crap, huh?
Yeah, we can't do that in the Super Bowl, though.
It's obviously the greatest day of your professional career, but how does it feel to do it for Andy?
Man, it's everything. You think about Coach Reed and really all the people he's impacted positively. You talk about all the head coaches that, he's put in those positions, and, all the Hall of Fame players that came under him. I think this win is definitely for him and Lamar Hunt, no doubt.
Is it more important to win it for Andy or for you guys now down in Miami?
I think it's more important to keep coach first, man. He's a hell of a ball coach, and, you don't get a lot of opportunities to go to the Super Bowl. And, he's been there twice, and so hopefully we'll be able to get it done for him.
How good is that quarterback?
He's the best thing ever.
I love you, brother.
Thank you.
He's the best thing ever.
How could he not be the best thing ever, right? Like you know when somebody at their profession is really, really good, when other people in that profession just marvel at the way that he goes out there and plays. And I think with the way that Patrick Mahomes goes out there and plays, other guys in the league truly appreciate what he's all about and what he does and how he goes about his business and how he really goes out there and just plays football. Like, guys who have been in the league, like Tyrann Mathieu, guys that have been in the league, like Frank Clark, guys that have been in the league, like Travis Kelce, everybody is still amazed about how he plays. Other coaches in the league that I've talked to who have been around forever are amazed by what Patrick Mahomes does. And he didn't do it with his arm yesterday. Is there really a signature throw that came out of that game? Maybe the touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins. But the signature moment, Josh, is something that I talked about all week last week, was he kills you with his legs. Just when you think you have him down, just when you think you have the drive stalled, just when you think you're going to get the ball back, what happens? Patrick Mahomes does something with his legs that breaks your back. And that 27-yard touchdown run yesterday that Patrick Mahomes had was back-breaking, devastating, brutal, and game-ending. And everybody sent their game over text when I sent mine as well at that point in time.
I've been saying for a number of weeks now that the evolution to me of Mahomes has been with his feet.
Yep.
And his ability to wisely run when the moment presented itself, and not that he's a runner first and foremost, but the fact that he can take off and dash. And I think, you know, teams have bottled up sometimes the passing game, where not everything is going to be opened up to throw the football over the field. But he has been so smart in using his feet and making those big runs, and then obviously turning it upfield and scoring for a touchdown, where in the regular season that might be a duck out with the first down and get out of the way. I just think his evolution has been as much with the feet as it is with everything else, adjusting to what defenses have presented him and giving him the opportunity to take off and run when he can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think those are the plays that really, not only do they extend drives, but they break your spirit.
That's vaulted to his number one highlight play for me.
By far.
That 27-yard touchdown run right now. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some passing ones that will eclipse it. But right now, for me, the number one, my number one on my highlight list is that run.
Well, it's moment, it's situation, and it's execution. And I think if it's a regular season game, he probably just runs out of bounds at that point in time. But he understood, you know, where he was on the field. He understood what was going on. He understood how much time was left. And he realized, too, he goes, oh, we got a couple of timeouts still on the board. I think they had two timeouts at that point in time. He said, what the hell? I'm going to go for it here, and I'm going to see what happens. It's the AFC Championship game. Why go out of bounds? Why settle for three at that point in time? You don't know if you were going to get a play again to give you an opportunity to score a touchdown with like 10 seconds to go before halftime. So he took it upon himself, and even if he got tackled inbounds, call a timeout, man. Set up, regroup, maybe run one more play. You don't get the touchdown, then you kick the field goal. But that guy, as that play's going on, Josh, it shows you just how smart he really is and how, like, just intellectual he is out there on the football field, that he's running in the AFC Championship game against another NFL team for the right to go to the Super Bowl, and he's thinking about timeouts, situation on the field, what he should do, where he should go, and he's processing this as he's in the moment. Like, I when I heard him talk about it after the game, I'm just sitting there with my mouth open going, huh? Come again? What? Like, what normal human being who's an athlete is thinking about that kind of stuff? Well, I got 10 seconds left. We got two timeouts in my pocket. Yeah, sure. What the hell? I'll cut it back inside. Let's see what happens. That doesn't happen with normal people. That happens with exceptional superstars, and we're watching it right in front of our face.
Yeah, because most of us are going, get out of bounds, get out of bounds.
Were you not? Yeah. Were you not saying, get out of bounds, get down, get out of bounds, get down? And he goes, boop, 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 touchdown.
I had time. It was good.
And we had two timeouts left. Like, he knew everything. He knew everything. And that's what makes him the quarterback that he is. Great arm, great athleticism, great ability. But that brain, man, that son of a gun up there, his head is working overdrive, overtime, to figure out ways to do things.
And you've heard, well, you heard Tyrann Mathieu. We'll hear from Frank Clark coming up in our next segment, his incredible interview with Fesco on the field after the game. Playing with this guy, you know, you kind of roll your eyes a little bit about, oh, players would want to come play for Patrick. We have two that just joined the team this year that basically are saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, that the advertisement's out, right? We want to play with this guy. We played with this guy. We saw it.
Sure.
How is that not a massive recruiting tool?
Right. It is. I mean, it's got to be a huge recruiting tool. And I think at one point of the game, I told Cody, I said, look, I think what I'm looking at right now is a quarterback at times who seems a little arrogant out there. And that's a good thing. that's a real good thing, because there are times where he could have just Alex Smithed it and dumped it off to the running back, but he used his legs and says, screw that, we're going to make something happen. And he runs around back there and finds a receiver open that's even deeper down the field and makes a bigger play than what he could have had to dump it off. He never gives up on a play. He never stops until the play is over. He's an amazing, amazing human being to watch game in and game out. And like I said, enjoy the moment, man, because we got something special going on right now.
We're Rally House 97th and Quivira here. Fesco's conversation on the field with Frank Clark next.
Thank God we got Pat Mahomes.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
It's amazing. Obviously, being able to do it at home, being able to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy here and do it for the fans and everybody like that was awesome. We fell short last year, and we learned from it, and we built every single day, and now we have the chance to go to Miami and get the ultimate goal, which is Super Bowl.
Is this the beginning of a new reign maybe in the AFC?
Well, I'll tell you, going to be good for a long time. There is no doubt. There is no doubt the Chiefs should have a glorious long stretch ahead. And it really begins now with a trip to Miami.
Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing.
We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Andy's planned ahead for a lot. Not the swimsuit, though. The swimsuit weather stuff. He hadn't really gotten planning ahead for that.
No, I don't think any of us have.
He's going to crash diet for
the going to do for 2 weeks? Get in the swimsuit shape.
Well, you do the cabbage soup diet. That'll shred about 20 pounds off you over the next
is he going to get well some of his fat frozen off? I heard that's working.
I did that, too. That works. Absolutely, man.
He's
absolutely
well aware there will be no beach time anyway, so he's fine.
Yeah, I like to think that Andy Reid's got one of those, like, you know, the big strap, like, in the old
yeah
days, the old ladies, like, yeah, just vibrate themselves. He just does that in his office while going over game plans.
You know what, though? You joke about that. Joe Mays has one of those down at the Leia Center, and you get on that after cryo. It sheds another pound off of you
just by
while you're on that
you
machine. Yes, it does. Because he told me about that. I'm like, come on, Joe. Come on. He goes, no, seriously, it sheds like another pound off you if you stay on it for like 3 or 4 minutes. It's crazy.
Okay.
Jiggling works, I guess.
Oh, my God. It was huge.
Fesco on the field after the game with Frank Clark.
And there's really nothing better than me on the field after a championship.
Dare I say, this may be the
it's the, not as good as Josh is after a KU loss. You got a decision to make.
dare I say, this is some of the best work you've done, Frank Clark.
I didn't do anything.
Well, you know, you facilitate. You put a mic in front of Frank Clark's face. That's really right. Right about now, it's really all it takes. I get it. But kudos. Here's Fesco on the field with Frank Clark, beeps included.
How about that today, man? What's going through your mind right now?
Nah, I'm a champion. That's all that matters. You know, I said it a few days ago that, you know, I wasn't going to let that happen. We put a mindset in our whole defense that we weren't going to let them run the ball on us. We knew the only way that's going to win the game, that's run the ball. The quarterback not good enough to win the game passing, and we exposed all that. Anytime you run for 80 yards, you call yourself the leading running back. They call themselves, they hype Henry up and do all this for him, man. Say what they're going to do to us. Say we the 26th ranked defense in the league. And all we do is continue to prove to them who the baddest on the planet are.
You shut him down today. How did you guys do that?
Because we the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Now you got one more in you to win it for Andy. How important is it to win for Andy?
It's more important to win that for our own Clark Hunt Trophy. We're going to win it for, I said more important, sorry, scratch that.
I got what you
Man, it's more important just for us as a team, not just for Andy as a coach, no disrespect, but for the team. All that matters is the team, and that's all we've been thriving on all season is the team. Team first, everything goes second.
And you were hurt, man, like the beginning of the year, week 11, you finally get healthy and get out of here. How much of it is like redemption for you to go, I knew I could go out there and play like that?
Because I know I am. I know what I'm capable of doing. At the end of the day, I told him. After week 6, I told him what was going on with my body. My body was breaking down. I didn't know what was going on, you know. You just pray everything goes right. You know, I go out, get checked by doctors. My doctors tell me I shouldn't even play for the rest of the season. They tell me I need to get surgery, stop playing before I hurt something, you know, down the road for a longer term. At the end of the day, man, I trusted my doctors here at the Chiefs. I trusted everything that was telling me. Like I said, Rick Burkhalter, the greatest staff on the planet. They told me I was able to do it. I trusted them. Man, they put me on a great plan, and I come out here and I finish probably, hey, some would say one of the best second halves of the season you can ever play in 10 games.
I asked Ty the same thing I'll ask you again. How good's that quarterback, man?
He said Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
MVP Pat. You said the illest motherfucker walking. Pat Mahomes. Come on, man. Pat, we trust. Like I said from day one, when Pat Mahomes your quarterback, you don't have no worries, no fears, no doubt. As a defense, all you got to do is step up on your own and win the game. Pat Mahomes, man, what's quarterback rating? What was it, 365 yards rushing, 300 yards passing? That's 365 yards, 130 quarterback rating, no interceptions, I think 3 or 4 touchdowns. Come on, man. I'd drop every staff for Pat Mahomes if I have to. Pat Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in the world, don't add me.
I don't know where he's getting his numbers.
He's just like numbers.
He's just like throwing out random numbers.
Carry the
380 yards rushing, 300 yards passing.
It was close.
He was close on the quarterback
294
rating.
94 throwing, 53 rushing. That's 360 yards at the most. He was close.
He was on a roll. 1,000.2.
Yeah. He's just on
don't at me.
Yeah, that's right.
Close enough, yeah, man. You right. heard Don't Stop Believing in the background. That was a celebratory moment. Hell, I didn't even know the final score when I was down on the field talking to these guys.
You asked me about, I think it was about 6:30 today. You're like, what was the score of the game?
The score of the game. Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's how you know it's a good game, right?
That's right. That's how you know you're caught up in the moment and the excitement and you're living it because you know you won, but you have no idea what the hell the final score was.
It was good that you got Frank Clark warmed up as well for NFL Network. Here's this conversation with James Palmer.
Past two games, each game, 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we wasn't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We're sitting in this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media saying. Back.
They must not know who I am yet. They gonna find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that's the KC. That's KC. Ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told them when I got here, this gonna change. Look at this. We're the best world.
Go enjoy it.
Go enjoy it.
I think he already is. He's already there. You don't need to get him
dip
there.
Out of here. Yeah. I like this. I posted your things on social media, and he's like, and they were saying, who?
Yeah.
Like,
Frank wants to go hunt them down.
Who's next on this?
Individually.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. Like, when he's dropping the MFers on me and I'm on the field, I'm just like, I'm in the moment. Like, you know, what do you do? I think it adds to it. You get that realness. You get that, you know, that raw feeling. Like, what we just heard from Frank Clark is why we have a 10-minute cooling off period after games, right?
It's usually the wise approach.
So guys can kind of chill a little bit and relax before the media comes in. But when you win a championship and you get the opportunity to talk to these guys on the field and in that moment, that's when you get the good stuff. That's when you get the raw emotion and the real feelings that these guys are having. Like, they were in the moment, you know, on the field last night. And I was very fortunate enough to be down on the field. Mayor Quentin Lucas and I were standing next to each other right behind Andy Reid. And when they got that fourth down stop and they were getting ready to kneel it to milk the clock, just to be within, I don't know, 10 feet or so of Andy Reid and watch him go down and just kind of fist pump, you could see what that meant to him, and you could see the emotion that he had and understanding what he had just accomplished. He becomes a very, 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 very rare person in the world to lead two different organizations to the Super Bowl. Bill Parcells has done it. I believe Mike Holmgren has done it. Don Shula has done it. Am I forgetting anybody? Is that it? And Andy Reid, like, he now makes up the Mount Rushmore, the fourth coach of coaches who have taken two different organizations to a Super Bowl. It doesn't happen. And to watch Andy Reid experience that and accomplish that yesterday, man, that was pretty awesome. That was pretty special. And doing it at home takes it to another level that even if you do go to the Super Bowl and the Chiefs win and you're in that stadium when they do win the Super Bowl, not going to match what we saw and witnessed and lived yesterday.
2005, of course, Andy's last trip to the Super Bowl, and this is first one coming in the AFC. Again, being able to do this at home, it felt kind of greedy, but I'm glad for everybody involved that this one happened at Arrowhead Stadium. It just doesn't get to happen in the NFL because you're playing at a neutral site for the
right.
for the ultimate championship game. And it certainly looked like for most of this season, if they were going to get to the Super Bowl, it was going to have to come through a road experience. So I thought just the way the dominoes fell, and then obviously they had to plow through the door, but just having that whole scene, Andy Reid getting to go to another Super Bowl, the Lamar Hunt Trophy going to the Hunt family, outstanding yesterday. Patrick Mahomes' ascension probably into the next guy to stop, right?
Yep.
I don't want to get ahead of, you know, how many they can do. Let's get the first one first. But the all-encompassing portion of that, and then to be able to have that game at home where they're shooting the confetti on your field with your fans, that entire picture is just perfect.
Well, and I've had the opportunity, look, to be at a lot of Super Bowls and to cover a lot of Super Bowls. Obviously, this is the first time I get to cover a Super Bowl with our team being in the Super Bowl. And just from talking to people over the years that have been there when their team's in it, they all talk about the championship game and how special those championship game moments are when you win them at home and you raise that trophy at home in front of your fans, because it's everybody's there is for you. Everybody is there is for the Chiefs. Everybody there is for Kansas City. You go to the Super Bowl, half the place will clear out by the time the trophy presentation happens because they don't really care. They're just happy to be at the Super Bowl. This was a moment that you needed to have at home, and a moment that we are so fortunate enough to experience at home with all the dominoes falling the right way to get the Chiefs to host and win that game yesterday was really, really, really spectacular.
Well, here to one from one of the long-suffering Chiefs, Dustin Colquitt, his convo with Fesco next.
We go to the Super Bowl! We go to the Super Bowl!
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Obviously, this is a very special day for our family and the entire organization. We were thrilled to host the AFC Championship game last year, and as Andy said, we came up 4 inches short. The job that the franchise did, the team did, the coaches did, in terms of getting back to this game and getting to host at Arrowhead, I thought was tremendous. And obviously, we're very, very emotional, very, very excited to win the trophy that has my dad's name on it and have an opportunity to head to Miami for Super Bowl 54.
And it's exactly 800 games, regular season and postseason, since Hank Stram manned the sideline, all those Chief legends beat Minnesota down in old Tulane Stadium in Super Bowl 4. And now this franchise, this city, they're going back to the big game. And soon they're going to receive the Lamar Hunt Trophy, named for the franchise's founding father.
Where's the trophy? Man.
And Fesco, you're saying the trophy was in the back of the room. With
yeah,
Clark
had it. Yeah.
which that was very perfect. I'm going to pass this thing around, but I won't get it back.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't go anywhere other than probably in the hands of that family.
That's exactly right. It's their trophy. They deserve it. They finally got it after 50 years of not getting it. They finally get the Lamar Hunt Trophy, or whatever trophy you want to call it these days. It doesn't matter.
Well,
the
Frank Clark Trophy. Not sure he did.
Or the Clark Hunt Trophy. Either way.
Yeah, I heard him saying something in some other interview. Say something about the trophy that's got my name on it or something like that. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It has Lamar on, not Clark Hunt. But anyway, I think he was confused. There was something. There was something like that. I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of shook my head. And Frank Clark at this point, you just got to let him go, right? Doesn't.
Oh
really,
yeah. It's,
who's gonna
it's
tell him
interviews.
He's wrong?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody. And how would you know? You know? How do you? Who knows? Just let
rip
him go.
Your face off.
Chiefs win the AFC Championship for the first time.
For the first time ever. Yeah.
Because despite the fact they went to Super Bowls 1 and 4, did not win an AFC Championship. The trophy was in 1984,
I believe,
year that the Lamar Hunt Trophy was established. They've never been able to get that in the hands of the Hunt family, so that was a pretty cool part of yesterday's scene as well.
Yeah, it really was, and it was like one of those things that just needed to happen. Like, how did it go 50 years between Super Bowls for this franchise? And it's not like they had 50 years like the Browns or the Bengals. I mean, like they had, you know, good teams over the course of those 50 years. But you think about all the playoff heartbreaks that this team has had. I don't know that anybody, you know, as a fan base, as an organization, experience more playoff heartbreaks like the Kansas City Chiefs did. The Browns can talk about, you know, those two against Denver, but we've had many more than two heartbreaks.
Doubt.
I mean, we had, you know, Elway beating us. We had, you know, Harbaugh beating us. We had Lynn Elliott losing games. We had last year's AFC Championship game. You know, you look back to the 38-10 game that you had to lead in Indianapolis, ended up losing that game. There have been so many heartbreaks over the years, and yesterday they were all washed away. They were all washed away out in the laundry, and now you look at what it is, and it's a Super Bowl. And here we are. We've got 2 weeks to enjoy the moment of being in the Super Bowl, and it doesn't get much better than this.
You got a chance to catch up with Dustin Colquitt, longtime member of the Chiefs. He finally gets to break through as well, and here's your conversation with Colquitt.
How is this, man? Is it everything you ever dreamed of?
Absolutely. I mean, just because I've been here for so long, I've gotten to see the ebbs and flows of this city and how they love their Chiefs football no matter win, lose, and draw. And to see it tonight, I don't look up in the stands a whole lot. So I finally did that. And, man, it was just it kind of took my breath away because they've been hungry. They've been there for us through thick and thin. And this last 7 years, Arrowhead has been such a hard place to come in and win, and so we're pumped up for this opportunity. This is just an opportunity for the next thing that comes in front of us.
You have been a guy that has been here through the shit. You've been here through the good stuff, and now here we sit and you guys are going to the Super Bowl. Did you ever think it would be this?
Yeah, because I made a commitment. I remember Carl and Dick Vermeil, they handed out a card. It says the main thing will always be the main thing, and I said before I leave, we're going to the Super Bowl. We got to win the thing, and so I'm running out of time. These rookies are running out of time. If you look at it that way, everybody's running out of time. Just some has more time than others. So we're fortunate that we have some just absolute killers in the executive office and the scouting department that really put their families second during the football season and try to recruit and build through the draft. It's been fun watching that monster build from 2013 until now. And so, you know, I think it's just it shows how hard these guys work, you know, in the off seasons and during the seasons, and their families support them through it all.
How, you know, big is it a deal for you? You were like one of the few guys, if not the only guy who knew Lamar, man, to get that trophy.
Yeah, definitely. He, in school, he was a student of the game and loved games and part of the Foolish Club. He did things. You know, he did things against the grain and was a very humble guy and humble beginnings. And it's fun finally bringing this trophy back for their family that enshrines his name. You know, when I think about him, I remember when I got here in 2005, he came to practice and he was watching me punt in the indoor, and I was hitting the insulation up on
name?
The roof.
Nancy, good
and
to meet
he
you.
Said,
thank
hey,
you.
We don't want to punt inside because we got this nice, pretty roof, and we, you know, this nice building, this facility that we put up here. And I said, yes, sir. I'm sorry, I won't do it. I just didn't want to. I want to try to hang it, so I don't want to hit these line drives. And I hit a couple more balls like that, and I guess he got to thinking about it. He goes, you know what? Just replace it when you're gone before you leave. And so I was like, I'm never going to be able to leave because that's going to be expensive. But he was the guy that got – he was understanding. If you had a good explanation for something, he was all in. And he – I mean, and Clark. I mean, Clark Hunt, you can't say enough about him. Some of the hard decisions that he's had to make in a second-generational owner and his family just going all in with this small-market team. It's amazing.
What about for Andy, too, getting this for him?
Oh, man, listen, you look at the four coaches that were left, and all of them are young. I think most of them are younger than me.
Younger than you, yeah. And me, too.
Yeah, and then you have Coach Reed that, you know, everybody wants for him to win a championship as a head coach, and nobody's more deserving. The hours that he puts in, you know, the sacrifices and stuff that, you know, the family makes to spend time in that building, and Coach Tobe, Spags has been bright shining light in our locker room with our guys, and just some of the stuff they're doing on defense. It's fun to be a part of it. I know I'm old. I get that, but I don't feel old when I'm in that building. I mean, I'm excited to come to work, and this has been just a joy.
If this is the way your career ends, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, listen. We got to win the game, though. That's, you know, this is great. We have one game in 2 weeks that's more important than this one.
Dustin Colquitt. Hey, listen. Everybody.
Yeah, listen.
Everybody develops the Andyisms.
Time's yours, right. Dustin.
I love how he said, though, too. He goes, you know, time's run out for me. Time's run out for the rookies, too, because you just don't know.
You don't know.
Nothing's guaranteed. So I love their attitude, too, that, you know, that was fun, but it's about going and winning a game here in 2 weeks. It's not just that you've arrived and made it to that stage. It's about going and winning it now, which is great to hear.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that was one of those things that I kind of took away from the locker room when I got home. Jen said to me, she goes, how was it in the locker room? Was it, like, you know, exciting? And I'm like, it was good, but, like, they're still focused on football, which, like, we're all focused on the Super Bowl. We're all focused on winning that championship. Ty said after the game last night in his post-game press conference, he's like, I'll let them enjoy it till tomorrow morning, but when we regroup for meetings tomorrow morning, it's over. Yeah. It's done, and it's gone, and it's getting put in the rearview mirror.
I hope their meetings aren't until the afternoon.
Well, yeah,
I think morning might be dangerous.
I'd imagine based on some of the things we're hearing, yeah, you know, yeah, from last night, and, you know, Marlins man talking about he was out till 3 a.m., so you got to think the players, a little bit later in the day.
I would think.
A little bit later in the day, so, you know, but they'll be in, and the focus is going to change. The focus is now on, for the next 2 weeks, San Francisco. And dare I say it, you know how good Andy is coming off a bye, right? With 2 weeks to prepare, right?
Yeah, well, he's probably in the been in the office.
He didn't leave. But you know how good Andy is off a bye, right?
Yeah, right.
How good Andy is preparing, you know, for 2 weeks. So he's got the opportunity now to do what he does best, and that's get 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent and put things in play that are going to be spectacular. And when they win that trophy, it is going to be the biggest sigh of relief you probably have ever seen from a fan base and from a head coach.
Wow.
And to be able to end the 50-year jinx of the Chiefs and to be able to end that Andy Reid can't win the big one nonsense, all of that could go away in less than 2 weeks, and it all ends, and nobody anymore can say the Chiefs can't get it done and Andy can't get it done, because they will have gotten it done together.
Yeah, and that's the cool part. This, I mean, there's so many reasons to go and win this game.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, God,
like,
yes.
Self-serving ones for teams and individual people on this team, for Andy, for the Hunt family,
right,
for every Chiefs player, which has seemingly adopted this team, mm-hmm, as well. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't part of this team, but you mentioned we'll probably talk to a number of Chiefs upcoming this week that are, and we did last week too, that were saying, yeah, they wanted them to win this game because they felt a part of this particular team too. So there's just so many reasons that go into going and getting it done.
Well, and I just know, just seeing some former Chiefs down there, you know, on the field, like, you know, hugging Danan yesterday on the field and feeling, you could feel the emotion. Mark Collins, you could feel the emotion. Bill Moss, you could feel the emotion out of a lot of these guys. Seeing Bobby Bell on stage and some other former Chiefs that were kind of mixed into the, you know, the post-game festivities on the field and the way that they were, you know, reacting and enjoying and soaking up the moment. The Chiefs didn't just win for them yesterday. They won for this city. They won for this town. They won for this franchise. They won for everybody who came before them, who laid the groundwork for what this franchise is. They won for everybody yesterday and not just themselves, and I think they know it. I think they understand that they went out there and won and did something special for a lot of people that may not even have been in the stadium yesterday, that may have been watching at home, have been somewhere else. They won for so many people yesterday, just like the Royals did in 14 and 15. They won for generations of fans that did not get to experience it.
It's going to be a great next couple of weeks, is it not?
Oh, God,
and,
yes. And I'm telling you, I'm not wishing it to go fast. I want it to go slow, and I want everybody to enjoy the moment.
We're right in the midst of 50 hours for 50 years. That's underway. We're broadcasting 24/7 through tomorrow right here on 610 Sports Radio. So we're just going to keep the party going for another day or so. And then we'll be broadcasting live full coverage from Miami beginning on January 27th, the week of the Super Bowl, where all the shows will be down there, and we'll be broadcasting live from Miami. It's going to be fantastic. We've done Super Bowls before.
Not with our team, we haven't, brother.
Not with our team in it. This is going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get down there.
Fantastic.
I may leave tonight.
Not quite. We've got a little bit of work to do on the home front before we check out. But keep it right here on 610 Sports Radio. Again, 50 hours for 50 years underway. As we'll continue talking on through the day, on through the night. Thanks to the folks at Rally House for having us out. Come get in line and get your T-shirts, man. It is a zoo. It's awesome. An awesome type zoo. Everybody trying to get those T-shirts. Rally House in place.
And it's a very well-behaved zoo.
That's right.
Nobody's pushing.
97th Guevara, thanks for having us out once again today.
And my wife's here. I'm surprised.
Cody and Gold, take it over next.
My wife.
I'm thinking this is a joke, is it not? They're teas, Ryan?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not reading that one.
Oh, huge Sunflower Showdown.
I don't believe that's what they're talking
is
about.
Is that really happening tomorrow?
I think Ryan's setting them up. He says, KUK State tomorrow, the guys preview a huge Sunflower Showdown. I doubt that's what they're getting to next.
Is college basketball still a thing?
We going to the Super Bowl. We going to the Super Bowl.
Talk to you later.